This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be National Democratic Alliance's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda made the announcement while addressing the media following party's parliamentary board meeting in New Delhi this evening. He said, all constituent parties of National Democratic Alliance, that is NDA, supported the decision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh along with other parliamentary board attended the meeting. The vice presidential election will be held on 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision of the NDA to nominate Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan as its candidate for vice president. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that in his long years in public life, Mr. Radhakrishnan has distinguished himself through his dedication, humility and intellect. The Prime Minister further expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an inspiring vice president. The Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, also congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on being nominated as NDA's vice presidential candidate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today made a strong push for vocal for local and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi. He said connectivity across National Capital Region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road second.
दिल्ली को बेहतरीन शहर बनाने का जो बीड़ा हमने उठाया है वो निरंतर जारी है द्वारका एक्सप्रेसवे हो या फिर अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड दोनों सड़कें शानदार बनी है अर्बन एक्सटेंशन रोड की एक और विशेषता है कि दिल्ली को कूड़े के पहाड़ों से भी मुक्त करने में मदद कर रही है
मिस्टर मोदी स्टेटेड दैट फॉर हिज गवर्नमेंट रिफॉर्म मींस द एक्सपेंशन ऑफ गुड गवर्नेंस He said that next generation GST reforms are set to bring double benefits for citizens across the country. The Election Commission today said that all parties are equal before it, as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty.
कानून के अनुरूप हर राजनीतिक दल का जन्म चुनाव आयोग में रजिस्ट्रेशन से ही होता है चुनाव आयोग उन्हीं राजनीतिक दलों में भेदभाव कैसे कर सकता है चुनाव आयोग के लिए न तो कोई विपक्ष है न तो कोई पक्ष है सब समकक्ष हैं चाहे किसी भी राजनीतिक दल का कोई भी हो चुनाव आयोग अपने संवैधानिक कर्तव्य से पीछे नहीं हटेगा
मिस्टर कुमार सेड सम पीपल एलेज डबल वोटिंग But when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations. The Chief Election Commissioner pointed out that all the political parties have been asking for rectification of errors in the electoral roll. He said the special intensive revision, that is SIR, was started from Bihar and a draft of the electoral roll has been prepared. Mr. Kumar added that all the voters and political parties are giving their contributions to rectify the errors in the draft electoral roll within the stipulated time. India and Nepal have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen bilateral cooperation and partnership. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who reached Nepal today on a two-day official visit, held a series of high-level meetings in Kathmandu. Foreign Secretary called on Nepal's President Ramchandra Podel and discussed matters related to enhancement of bilateral cooperation and strengthening historic ties. He also called on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and met Foreign Minister of Nepal, Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba, and discussed matters of mutual interest and key bilateral issues. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India from tomorrow. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question. With India's special representative, Mr. Doval. In football, East Bengal FC edged past arch-rivals Mohun Bagan Super Giant with a gritty 2-1 victory in the Durand Cup 2025 quarter-final clash at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharti Kridangan in Kolkata today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.